You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. Lectures, radio shows, and more are available on demand at SevillePodcast.com. Don't miss another great podcast. Subscribe to our email alerts today. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Charlottesville Senior Center's encore players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented four plays: Henry Aldrich, Ozzie and Harriet, The Bickersons, and The Honeymooners. In this podcast, you'll hear the encore players perform The Bickersons. Will John and Blanche ever get to sleep, or will The Bickersons live up to their name? Our play is introduced by series director Gene Newland.
Now, there was another very popular radio show, and I hope a lot of you remember. It was called The Bickersons, and it starred Don Ameche and Frances Langford, and they certainly were the bickering Bickersons. Now, we find the Bickersons getting ready to retire for the evening. In the days of the 40s and 50s and maybe even the early 60s, all married couples on TV and on radio and in the movies slept in twin beds. So I want you to pretend that these two chairs are those same twin beds, because of course it's the 40s and we can only sleep in twin beds if we're married. So John Bickerson has no trouble falling asleep within minutes. Unfortunately, he is a very noisy sleeper. He snores, and most unusually, it's very unusual, he giggles in his sleep. Poor Blanche has endured this situation for many months, and she is wide awake, and she is miserable. So now, the Bickersons.
May be funny to him, but it's not to me. John, cut it out.
Cut what out, Blanche? Cut what out?
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind if you don't stop that snoring and giggling. What is the matter with you?
Blanche, what matter, Blanche? What?
You sound like a tickled schoolgirl. What are you dreaming about?
Tickling schoolgirls.
Oh, Sean. I simply can't stand it another night. Living in this house is becoming unbearable.
Well, let's move then.
John, I'm at my wit's end. How long do you think a person can go without sleep?
I've been doing it for 5 years.
Oh, John Bickerson, we've been married for 5 years.
Amazing coincidence.
Good night.
Don't you good night me, you big sleeping pill. Why don't you have some kind of consideration for me?
What do you want me to do?
When you were sick last year, did I say that? Didn't I stay up all hours of the night nursing you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And what was my reward?
I got sicker.
Oh, sure, you can afford to be sarcastic now. You feel fine.
I want to sleep, Blanche. It's 2 a.m.
Don't you remember how I cater to you every single minute? The doctor said not to let you have anything cold. Didn't I give you all the ice water you wanted?
You sure did, and it almost killed me.
That's gratitude. I didn't expect anything else from you. You don't love me, do you, John?
Of course I do. Just because I don't say it every 5 minutes, doesn't mean I don't love you.
Listen, John, if anything happened to me, would you marry again?
Uh-huh. Never again.
You don't have to sound so vehement.
If I said it any other softer, you'd say I really didn't sound convincing. I don't know, Blanche. I just wish you'd let me sleep.
John, I was thinking how nice it was before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
You used to plead with me just for a little kiss. Now you don't even think of it. Why?
A mouse in a trap loses his taste for cheese.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Bickerson.
Well, I'm tired and I have to get up early in the morning tomorrow.
You just won't understand, will you? There are none so blind as those who will not see. The one time I expected you to offer me comfort, to break down and be there, and you failed.
Blanche?
It's all right. It's all right. I'll struggle through it all alone. I don't need you. It won't be long now, and I'm all right. I don't even want to see you there.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to the hospital by myself. But you can sleep right through it.
Blanche, you're going to the hospital because you're...
Oh, hasn't Dr. Marvin told you about it?
No.
He said he would. He said he'd...
He didn't tell me anything.
Oh. Well, John, it's not what you think. John, I'm going to the hospital to have my tonsils out.
What do you need to have your tonsils out for? You don't get any sore throats. It never bothered you before. You never even knew you had tonsils.
Dr. Marvin said it'll help my disposition.
Have them out then, by all means.
I don't think I will after all.
Okay, don't. Good night.
The only reason I was going to do it was because I thought I could get a good night's sleep.
Okay, do it.
Why should I suffer through an operation? You're the one that keeps me awake all night. You do it.
Do what?
Have your tonsils out.
Okay, I'll have them out next week.
Oh, you say you will, but you won't. Have him out right now.
What?
Go ahead. Call Dr. Marvin. Let him pull your tonsils out.
Blanche, are you insane? It's 2:30 in the morning.
The hospital stays open all night. Go ahead. Let him yank those tonsils out of you.
I haven't got any tonsils, Blanche. I had them out when I was 9.
Well, then, maybe it's time he put some new ones in. Let him put them back in.
Look, it's late. You're always trying to keep me awake. And you know I have to get up early in the morning.
You know, don't make your job sound so important. If you take a day off, nothing is going to happen.
No, nothing will happen, except I'll lose a day's pay. I need all the money I can. I got that car payment to make. Tomorrow.
Where will you get that?
I got it. There's $84 locked up in the drawer where my bathrobe is on.
60.
84. I looked yesterday.
You didn't look today. There's only 60.
What? What happened to the other 24?
Don't look at me, John.
Blanche, there are only 2 people, you and me, who have a key to that drawer. And there's $24 missing.
Well, we'll each put 12 back, and we'll say no more about it.
Blanche, how do you... What did you do with the $24?
I spent it. I bought some perfume.
Perfume? $24 worth? How could you carry that much?
Oh, don't be silly, John. It's only a half-ounce bottle, and I got it wholesale. It's the very newest thing. It's very daring. It's called Perhaps.
Perhaps? For $24, they should have called it Positively. I can't understand why you throw my money away like that. Oh, well. Now, either you let me go to sleep, or I'll just won't go to work in the morning.
Oh, don't go to work. See if I care. You'd have lost a day's pay anyway if I hadn't torn up the summons.
What summons?
For you to serve on jury.
Blanche, you can't tear up those things. If I get a jury notice, I have to report.
Why?
Why? Because it's the law. You can't tear up any court order.
I tore up the traffic citation.
What traffic citation?
The traffic citation they gave me to go to court in front of the jury that you were supposed to serve on, that I tore up the notice.
Oh, Blanche, you'll have us both in jail.
Well, that's where my brother Amos is.
Amos? What's he got to do with this?
Well, I was taking a driving lesson.
Oh, Blanche, not in my car. It's never been out of the garage.
It's out now. I took a driving lesson, and I paid the driver $5 an hour.
Who was the instructor? It was Amos, wasn't it? It was. I know it was.
But I never even took the wheel. Amos was driving, and suddenly we saw this car careening at us, towards us, at 100 miles per hour. Amos didn't even have time to think, but by some amazing piece of quick thinking, he managed to meet that car head on. It's a funny thing, though. Nobody got hurt. Not even the policeman.
What policeman?
In that other car.
Now look, Blanche.
Amos started to bawl him out about driving in the wrong lane, and they had some silly excuse about the police having the right of way.
Blanche.
Amos got mad, and he hit the other cop with a wrench.
Blanche, where's my car?
It's on Hill Street. It's between 5th and 8th.
8th.
Mm-hmm. That's where your car is. Some of it's between on 5th and some on 8th.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.